With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Federal Emergency Management Agency is being increasingly criticized by national leaders over its inadequate relief efforts for victims of Hurricanes Milton and Helene. On the Salem Media Group News program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says complaints about FEMA are justified because private citizens and charity organizations are doing much more to help survivors.
The private sector, neighbors, communities, churches, the nonprofit organizations like Samaritan's Purse set the bar on this. I mean, I was in Florida and devastation of Helene. I was in North Carolina. Samaritan's Purse is doing, by my review, far more work and far better and more efficient work than the government itself. And that's very telling.
Speaker Johnson's full interview can be heard tomorrow morning on This Week on the Hill, broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Salem News Channel. Democrats are worried Vice President Harris is failing to make inroads with men in the final weeks of the presidential campaign. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
A string of polls out this week shows that while Harris is outperforming former President Trump with women, she's not moving the needle with male voters, in some cases trailing the former president by more than a dozen points in battleground state polls. This week, a New York Times Siena College survey of likely male voters showed Trump with a sizable lead nationally, 51% to 40% over Harris. Democratic strategists have also sounded the alarm that she needs to increase her numbers with Black and Latino men if she wants to defeat Trump, who has increased his numbers with both voting blocs. A USA Today Suffolk University poll, also out early this week, showed that in the battleground state of Arizona, 51% of Latino men between the ages of 18 and 34 support Trump, while 39% back Harris. Bernie Bennett reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 409 points, the Nasdaq rose 60, the S&P 500 advancing by 35. This is SRN News. A lot of kids are getting sex change operations.
According to a database compiled by the group Do No Harm, nearly 6,000 children under the age of 18 underwent what is euphemistically called sex reassignment operations over the last 5 years. It cost a lot of money. The group reports those operations, along with puberty-blocking drug prescriptions, generated about $120 million for doctors and hospitals. Do No Harm is a coalition of healthcare professionals seeking to keep identity politics out of medicine. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After a number of court battles, the list of states where abortion will be on the November ballots finally set at 9. In Missouri and South Dakota, measures would undo current bans on abortion at all stages of pregnancy. In Florida, it would lift a ban that kicks in after 6 weeks. Nebraska has competing measures on the ballot. One would create the right to abortion until fetal viability. SRN News. Gunmen have killed at least 20 minors in an attack in a restive Pakistan province. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The gunmen stormed the accommodation at the coal mine in Duki district late Thursday night, rounding up men and opening fire. At a makeshift morgue, local resident Ali Khan tells the AP, 20 innocent people were martyred. These poor people did not belong to any party or group. They were just here for the livelihoods of their children. Some of them were from Afghanistan and some from other parts of the country. The latest attack in restive Balochistan province comes days ahead of a major security summit being hosted in the Pakistan capital. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities say a hot air balloon struck and collapsed a radio tower in Albuquerque, New Mexico during the city's famous balloon festival. There were no reports of injuries. More details at SRNnews.com.